Okay, it's Wednesday night. Welcome back for another Donkey Taco Pop Culture Podcast. Reed Kerr here with you. Thanks. We know you have choices in podcasting. Thank you for using ours. With me, as always, our buddy, Chris Stuckey.
What's up?
We are heartbroken and just our world is upside down because of American Idol, and not in the good way.
It's been 6 days, and I'm close. I'm better than I was on Friday, you know, the day after, but I'm still struggling.
Going through all the stages of grief.
It's going to get worse tonight when we watch the show, tomorrow when we see, you know, just everybody that's not very good, and then Pia.
Yes. Also with us is Kimberly Kerr, as always.
Hello.
All right. Let's just jump into Idol. Last week, Kimberly and I were out. We had to go to a charity thing Thursday night. And, you know, at the charity things, they really don't like it if you follow television on your phone while people are speaking about hardships.
No.
So we got back in the car.
I was tempted.
We got back in the car, and she said, "Have you seen your Facebook?" And I immediately thought, of course, that you had posted something on it that made people angry, because you've done that.
Me?
And I said, "What did Stucky post?" And she goes, no, it's not your Facebook, everybody's Facebook. And I said, well, it's got to be Idol related. She said, yeah. And I said, okay, the only thing that would surprise me on Idol would be if Pia got voted off. Dun, dun, dun. How does this happen? Pia voted off last week. Pia is the only one. You gave the odds last week on that. Pia was the favorite to win it.
She was 2-1.
To win it.
To win the entire competition, you know, out of all of them, which are, if you're betting, those are horrible odds.
Right, and you weren't betting on that.
And Wednesday night, she was 50-1 to get voted off.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly, a little bit of research, the line on her getting voted off moved to like 12-1 right before the show started on Thursday. Somebody knew something.
Some of that comes from, there are various sites that poll people on it. Our buddy Michael Hetrick, who knows as much about Idol and game shows in general as any human being ever walking on the planet.
We have problems right now.
He turned me on to a site called dialidol.com. And what it is, it's a site that calls the American Idol lines to tell who's busy and who's not. And they didn't have her in the top three after the show. But I guess the longer that goes, the more she crept into it and the lower the line went on Pia. Because you said, what, 15-1 by the end?
12-1.
12-1.
Right before showtime on Thursday.
Every week on Idol, they say, for the most shocking blank ever. Every reality show says, the most shocking rose ceremony ever. You won't believe what happens on Big Brother. Well, it really is the most shocking thing on American Idol.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have watched longer and, you know, more critically than I have. I don't remember anything like this happening. They've voted off talented contestants before, but not in the round of nine.
Nine is about as early as it gets.
I mean, nine, you just, she barely made the tour. I mean, you know, she could have, you know, if this had happened last week, she might not have been there. I was just stunned.
It was shocking. A few years ago, even though it wasn't, you know, number nine or anything like that, but when Chris Daughtry was voted off the horrible, horrible Taylor Hicks year, that was surprising. He was surprised, too.
Wasn't that in the round of four?
I don't remember if he was third or fourth. I really don't remember.
I will Wikipedia that, because that's what we do here on the show. So, but even it wasn't the round of nine. I mean, we got months to go at this.
You know, and people throw up Jennifer Hudson, you know, she was seventh or whatever. But, you know, Jennifer Hudson, obviously she made it into the finals, but there, I don't really think she was ever a favorite. I don't think that she was favored to win, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So when she got voted off, it wasn't shocking.
Right.
But, you know, I really think that, because that everyone really thought that Pia would at least make it into, I don't know, at least the top three.
Yeah.
She had it. She was good.
She was the best.
She was the closest thing to a professional presentation that you had. Now, granted, she had a giant forehead, but she, you're into that, Stucky. That's what you're looking for.
I'm looking for the five head.
Yes. Daughtry, by the way, was voted out in the round of four. Can you remember the three people who finished ahead of him?
Well, Taylor Hicks and Catherine McPhee.
Yes, and
I cannot remember the other one.
Any idea?
Nah.
Elliot Yameen.
Oh,
remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he actually has released some songs. He's a country singer.
Wasn't he also arrested at one point?
I don't know. He got his horrible teeth fixed. I do remember that. Did you ever watch any of the Star Trek TV shows like Deep Space Nine?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You no. Trying, is this a geek test? Is that what you're
Unfortunately
doing?
Unfortunately not.
He had...
all right, for any of you out there that actually have watched Deep Space Nine, his teeth reminded me of Quark, who was like a Ferengi or whatever. His teeth were so messed up. I felt sorry for the poor guy. But he got them fixed. Just kind of like Crystal last year, I was wanting her to make it to the finals so they would fix her teeth. Do you remember me saying that?
Yeah, and they didn't fix them right away, but you
they
saw
did
after the,
bleach them.
After the first week, they whitened those things up because they looked like old drapes. They were not... Good. Elliot, you mean, according to Wikipedia, which, again, anybody can mess with, first album went gold. The last three have just barely gone vinyl. 81,000 for his holiday collection, 27,000 for his, I guess, his next holiday collection, and then 49,000 for the last one. So, and he just released an album, or he's about to release an album, Gather Round. So, Idol is not... We go through this charade every year. Idol is not the pathway to fame and fortune for everybody. I'm not even sure if being on Idol actually helps you long term. You would think that it would, but every year you have 12 or 13 people who are on our televisions in prime time in the biggest show on the planet, and many of them don't even get record contracts. Yeah. And the ones that do sell, you know, sell 12,000 albums and lose their deal. That year, the next year, the two top finishers, Taylor Hicks and Catherine McPhee, lost their record deals the next year just as the next Idols was starting to pick up their contestants. So it's nothing is guaranteed, as we saw last night. And everybody's like, oh, people still have a career. Well, we got to see if she can hang on. Are we already seeing her TMZ style, though?
Yeah, we are.
How you feel about that, Stucky?
I don't know.
Who is she supposedly dating or seeing or...
Mark Ballas.
Who's that?
That's Dancing with the Stars
guy.
Yeah,
he's a Dancing with the Stars dude. One of those dancer dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me get that.
Way to go, Kerr.
I can't turn this off. We're just stealing an office here. Come on. You want me just pick it up and hang it up? Is that what they do at your office?
Take somebody's pizza order or something.
All right. We'll get to Dancing with the Stars and all that in a second, because we actually do have a connection on that. And, you know, it's Dancing with the Stars and nudity, which sort of plays into my wheelhouse. Idol tonight. What's it like for everybody else on Idol? You know, I'm fairly sure that everybody there thought, if I do well in the finals, it'll be me and Pia.
Yeah.
And now it's like, whoa, we've just lost the one seed. Cinderella's alive and well.
Well, if you look at it, when they've narrowed it down to two... It was when it was Stefano and Casey. Casey got voted off, but saved it. And Stefano's face, he was shocked then.
Yes.
And it was Stefano and Pia. And Pia got voted off, and he was even more shocked than he was before. So
he sucks. Let's he not. Does. There's no details needed. He always sucks, and he's always bad. But apparently, he's got the biggest extended family ever on the planet, and he hangs in there.
Well, he's in the bottom two. And he's like, you know, he's up against somebody that's good. And he's got to be thinking, well, crap. You know, it's over.
Yeah.
It was fun. And twice.
Yes.
Not once, but twice he's made it through.
The two people who were the most astonished by that were Pia and Stefano. And I'm not sure which one was more stunned.
Yes.
You know, because Pia probably thought, there's no way I'm going home. Stefano had to think, there's no way I'm not going home. I'll see you on the tour, guys. And boom, he's still there. Oh, boy. What did he sing? He sang When a Man Loves a Woman.
Awful.
Just, I lose the words because every week it's the same performance. He's just yelling the words. There's no emotion there. There's no soul. You can't do soul songs without soul. It's not techno. Come on. Just
on the other end of the spectrum, you have Jacob, who looks like he's going to, you know, burst out crying every time he sings.
Yeah, and again, you pointed out on the last on our podcast we did after the show, Jacob did not want to sing "Let's Get It On" by Marvin Gaye because he didn't. It's not his beliefs. Instead, he did "Man in the Mirror," which was performed by a dude we all assumed to have been a child molester. So, yeah.
I told you that he said one of the most arrogant things I think I've ever heard anybody on American Idol say.
I think it hurt him too. What he said.
I hope it did. But you know that if he ended up in the bottom three, it wasn't going to be because that he didn't sing well. It was going to be because America was not prepared to look in the mirror. Like, he's the only person that's ever sang that song.
Yeah.
He's not even the first person that sang that song on American Idol this year.
Yeah.
It's
a staple. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I just, that made me so mad, and especially because I don't like him anyway. But
he is a vocal shotgun. There's no control. There's no aiming. He's just letting it fly. And
I want to punch Steven Tyler. I want to punch all of them in the face. I really do.
He's got a lot of anger.
I really can't. The longer the season goes on, the more angry that I get that they are just ridiculous. They're just not helping them out at all. And they're not helping the voters either.
Right.
As, you know, last week, Pia getting sent home. And then they acted so stunned and they were so upset. And this is wrong. How did this happen? But they don't tell you who to vote for. And I'm not saying that we needed Simon to tell us who to vote for. But, you know, whenever somebody sucked and Simon would be like, that was awful and you're going to go home tomorrow night. You know, it was nice to see people stick around and prove him wrong.
Yeah.
But them just kissing everybody's ass, Steven Tyler jumping up on stage with them and, you know, hey, you want to open for Aerosmith next year when we're not even sure he's still in the band. it just makes me mad. Everybody, everything's beautiful. Everything, they only tell them how they can be even much more amazing than they already are.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched the results live. I was able to get home in time and catch up. And the first thing I thought of when it was down to Pia and Stefano and Pia got voted off was, I'm really glad Kimberly's not watching live, because she would have thrown the remote at the TV.
I wouldn't hurt my TV.
I would have filmed it. When they went to the bottom two, I would have pulled out the camera and filmed it for one of those two girls, one cup moments, watching you watch that.
Well, I wouldn't scream and cry like, you know. Now, Stucky may have, like that David Cook. Did you ever see that video?
Yes.
Yeah, you had to have seen it on Tosh. Yeah. Those girls screaming.
I may or may not have shed a tear.
I want to die.
But when you shed the tear, did you shed it like Jacob, where it shot out of your eye?
No, it was natural.
Natural. Here's my problem with it. And I know Idol's just a part of what we're talking about here. But you are now down to Casey, who's 20. Haley, who's 20. Lauren, who's 16. Scotty, who's 17. These people need help. They have voices, but they don't know what to do with them. Lauren singing Natural Woman last week was atrocious because she's 16. You can't sing a song like that unless you're Joss Stone when you're 16 years old. It doesn't come across very well. She needs people to yell at her and tell her, don't do that. You're not deep enough to do that yet. And these are not the judges that are going to do that. And we've got not a great cast right now. And anybody that says it's the best cast ever, I cannot possibly agree with you less. These people might have talent, but they're not getting direction. Who's getting better week to week? Exactly. Nobody's really showing that much improvement from week to week.
Yeah, no. I really can't think of anybody improving.
They're not. No.
I mean, Paul's just being Paul, which, you know, I like Paul, but, you know, yeah, nothing has changed. He's still, you know, just kind of, yeah.
Falling all over the stage.
James is still, you know, I mean, right, kind of an Adam Lambert-esque type performer, right, which I really like James, though.
James may, we'll do the odds in a second, I guess, but the James, I would have to think, would be one of the favorites now. And he's not a finished product. He's not always good. He's got a great voice at times when he sings the right stuff for him. But, you know, it's wide open now.
Well, he's young. And, you know, Adam Lambert is one of the only performers that I can think of that actually came onto that show and seemed to know who he was, what he wanted to do. He wanted to do things differently. He always had his own idea for, you know, music arrangements and things like that, how he wanted to change up a song that's to suit him.
Right.
And the rest of them don't have that. And you can't really blame them. Just like you said, most of them are really young. It's not like Madonna, you know, came to Hollywood or wherever she got discovered, New York, and knew exactly what her career was going to be. They need help. They need direction.
Well, Lambert always comes to mind because he was the most theatrical of the American Idol contestants. And he knew what he could do. He had already done... He'd already been in a Broadway musical where he stole the stage from Val Kilmer, which is not as big a deal as it used to be 10, 20 years ago. But he had already done that. He was already put together. This cast is not there. They're just raw. Pia wasn't, and somehow she got shown the door. And now I don't know who's really going to get that much better, who's going to pick up that many more votes along the way, who's going to have that moment where they either step out and we realize, hey, you know what? This guy's got a good hook. Chris Allen doing Heartless.
He did an awesome job.
Okay, Chris was always just there. He was always in the background. He was good. He's not great. And I don't know what he was going to do. He did that, and suddenly you're like, you know what? That's a pretty good take. The opposite of that, Danny Gokey doing Dream On, which cost him everything. Who's going to have that moment? Because right now it's fairly well open. And you got the odds.
I got the odds.
Our resident degenerate gambler, Chris Stuckey.
Go ahead and throw out the long shot. We don't even need to discuss that. That's obviously Stefano. He's a long shot, so we'll look at everybody else.
I wonder if Stefano was betting on himself to stick around. I wonder.
He probably had money on him to get voted off last week.
He probably cost himself a cool grand. That's why I was like, I was going home.
What?
He's carrying a knapsack on stage with him like he's getting voted out of the Big Brother house. Okay, Stefano's out.
Okay, yeah, so we don't need to worry about him.
Okay.
Let's see. There are two people tied as the favorites at 5-2.
5-2. I'm going to say James.
No.
No?
No. James is 7-2.
I'd go Scotty.
Scotty's
Scotty
one of them.
Definitely. That leaves us with Casey, Haley, Jacob, Lauren, and Paul. Ooh, I couldn't say any of them was a favorite. I will go with the youngest person in this case. I'll go with Lauren.
You're correct.
Yes,
she's been up there in the odds since the beginning. I don't mean...
She's young, she's blonde. Like I said, the younger you are on the show, the better you will do because you have more Facebook friends than anyone else.
That's very true, right. Yeah. So they're the favorites at 5-2. Then you have...
And I think she can sing, but she's got bad song choices. She let Gwen Stefani turn her into some
what
kind of cyborg
there?
Last week. That was... What that the was hell?
She looked like a country bumpkin...
She did.
A country bumpkin Gwen Stefani.
She looked like she ought to be playing on like the Barber Mandrell show and not an America Idol. She just, it was just.
Which one would she be? Earlene, Lurleen?
She'd be Earlene. They'd put
was she
her,
the one that played the drums?
Yes, she was the one. The other two played 600 instruments each and she played the drums. Lauren would be on the show and she'd have to come out and act with that booger red puppet or whatever that was that they had. So Lauren's a favorite.
Lauren and Scotty are both 5-2. They're the favorites.
I can see that.
Following them is a. James at 7-2.
Okay.
Then let's see. We have somebody 8-1. We have somebody 13-2, 8-1, and 14-1.
It's really hard for me to do math at this point of the day. So I would say Jacob would be next.
Jacob is 14-1.
14-1. Because of the others, you've got Casey, you've got Haley, you've got Paul, and Stefano, and Jacob. Jacob's the only one that hasn't been bottom three yet, right?
Gee, has he? I can't remember. Jacob's in bottom,
was he bottom three.
He was bottom three last week. We just talked about it.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
When
I watched it, no, I didn't.
You did.
I will go back and erase that off the
tape. Probably hurt him last week, and I said, yeah, I think that's why he ended up in the bottom three.
Okay, when something like that you say is important, make sure Stucky says it, because I don't listen that much. We've been married a while. And I don't...
Oh, you're going to pay for that.
Okay, so we have 5 contestants out of the 9 who are left who have been in the bottom three, or the 8 that are left, rather, that have been bottom three?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're...
That's sad.
Casey's been bottom three and voted out.
Yes.
Actually, let me pull up the old chart here. Casey was voted out. Okay, Lauren has never been... James has never been. Stefano has been twice. Jacob has been once. Scotty has never been. Paul has been once. Haley has been twice. So it is really anybody's ball game here.
And that's what I said. If they're going to leave us with two more months of this with mediocre talent.
Yeah.
They could have let us have the hot chick for 2 months. Yeah. You know,
maybe something. She'll just come back on and walk across stage a couple of times for you. How about that?
Co-host. Co-host. There you go.
Just, hey, and we'll go now live to Buffalo Wild Wings where Pia is entertaining people watching the show. Pia, how are you? Hopefully naked for Stucky's benefit. So,
well, we think she got signed with Interscope, remember?
Yeah.
Well,
I honestly think this is the best thing to happen to Pia.
Do you think she can get her first album, or at least first single, put together so that she can debut it on the last show?
Yeah, definitely. I really think that because there's so much kind of almost outrage, everybody's so shocked, that she got much more buzz, much more press than she would have got if she would have gone to number three.
She's been making the rounds on all the talk shows.
Yeah, I mean, because everybody is stunned that she got, you know, she got sent home. And I think that it's really working in her favor because, just like we said, who cares if she's the American Idol? That doesn't guarantee you anything.
No, it just depends on what you do with it. And a lot of people don't take advantage of that opportunity. They're just like, okay, well, I'm off, but we'll be on the summer tour. Well, she's got 9 weeks before the end of the show and the summer tour. You got to make hay while the sun shines.
Was she on Stern this week?
I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't hear her on there, obviously, but I swear
she was on. Or I think she's like doing Ellen tomorrow. She was on.
Yeah.
Leno.
Okay. I don't think American Idol books people on Stern. I don't. That seems to be the opposite.
He
of what
watches American
for.
Idol.
Oh,
though.
I know he does. I've heard him talk about it. But do you really want? Do you want like your 17-year-old contestant that was just voted off going on Stern? Hey, Pia's with us here. Pia, so sorry you got voted off. Show us your tits. Pia, we brought 6 strippers in here. Which one will you make out with while sitting in a bowl of Cheese Whiz? Which one are you going to go? And I enjoy
Stucky'd
Stern.
Stucky'd probably tune into Howard TV to see that.
I enjoy Stern. It's just not the same audience as the American Idol folks. So, okay. The other things going on. We mentioned Dancing with the Stars briefly. Sugar Ray Leonard got voted off. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
I know just enough about Dancing with the Stars that I can tell if somebody gets slammed into the ground during their dance, it's bad.
I know enough to watch it and know that Mark Cuban was terrible.
Yes, Cuban was terrible. Master P was awful. That's really about it. The difference between first place and seventh place in Dancing with the Stars, I cannot discern from my naked eye. But the other story is that one of the dancers, Karina Smirnoff.
Nice segue.
She's getting all naked. Yeah, the naked eye. She's getting naked in Playboy, which I don't believe that ABC and Dancing with the Stars are very happy about.
Probably not.
But I can't believe that they don't have something in there. If you don't want it to happen, why isn't it in the contract?
Why does it matter? They have Kendra Wilkinson, or whatever the hell her name is, on there. Mm-hmm. She is a former playmate, whatever, lived with Hugh Hefner.
She married Hank Basket.
High moral standards really don't seem to be important to that show. And for anybody to make a big deal, I know it's like a Disney show because it is on ABC, but you can't say your dancers can't do something like that, but the stars that are on there can.
Well, the stars are on there to bring in people. And Kendra brings in a certain segment of the population that's horny.
And that
watches,
Karina.
You know, that watches reality TV and saw her show with the guy who couldn't feel the onside kick in the Super Bowl.
Yes. That's good.
Anyway, I don't know. I wonder why we haven't. If this is going to be okay, I wonder why you haven't seen it before. Because the dancers, you know, they're awfully attractive on both sides of it. All they do is dance and work out, and they're all good looking. I wonder why it hasn't happened before. I mean, occasionally you'll see them cross over, like that one became a country singer and married Charlie Fry.
There's only a few of them really. Well, of course, I've never really been a devoted. What did you say?
One of them became a country singer, right?
Julianne Hough.
Right, and didn't she's
dating Seacrest.
She's dating Seacrest. Yes. Okay, I thought there was one of them that married. Didn't one of them marry a country singer? No? I thought somebody married, and I threw out Charlie Pride's name.
I was
going to
say, either way, I don't think it's Charlie Pride.
Okay, so.
I wasn't listening to either, obviously.
I withdraw the accusation. Okay.
Kind of caught me off guard.
So you think this is good for the show?
I think it is. Although I don't really know that it's going to, you know, the kind of guys that look at Playboy, I don't think they're going to tune into that show just to see her. But I can't see that it hurts the show. I mean, and there's only a few of them. You said you don't know why this hasn't happened before. There's really only a few of them that I think have, like, mainstream, like, name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Burke, you know her name. We know the name of the dude that dances with Kirstie Alley. His name's Max something or other.
Maxim.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
with, like, three X's in it.
That Karina cool. chick. I don't know any of those other dancers, but I knew them even though I didn't really watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
with this, okay, to me, Playboy is not that big of a deal anymore because I don't think Playboy is that popular anymore.
And she didn't pose for Hustler.
She's not starring in a video with Tommy Lee. No, but here's the thing about Playboy. Playboy is also hurting in market share because, okay, you see where I'm sitting right now. I'm at a computer. How many keystrokes on this computer will I have to hit to find a picture of a naked woman? Three, just boom, there you go, boobies. Yeah. That's it. It's no longer a big deal. You don't have to do Playboy. If you would like to alert the rest of the world that you are indeed a very attractive woman, you can do Maxim, you can do FHM, you can do Blender, you can do all these things where you keep some part of your clothes on. You have great lighting, you have great makeup. They airbrush the heck out of them. And you've got that where you're not technically naked. You know, the onslaught of the internet and its uncanny ability to find nudity in all shapes and forms, I think it's hurt Playboy. I think it hurt wrestling because of the that was big for a while there, the girls in the ring. It's hurt the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. It's just not that big of a deal anymore. We have access to everything. And so this, to me, I'm not even sure how many people will notice it.
It could be that she didn't do Maxim or any of those other magazines because have you seen a latest edition of Maxim recently?
Mm-mm.
It's about as big as a pamphlet you get at a doctor's office. It's so tiny. It just, I don't know. I don't know what's happened. And I actually used to subscribe to that magazine because it really had
interesting. I have a cool wife.
So. It really has interesting articles. I know that guys say that about Playboy, but it's true. Maxim has a very sarcastic sense of humor, and I got that. So I actually used to have a subscription, and now it is just, I was actually going to get it on my iPad, and there's just nothing there. It's just...
There's a lot of magazines that way. They're just getting smaller and smaller. You've seen it in sports magazines, Stucky. They're just shrinking down because it's easier just to sell you half of a magazine and put the rest online.
Because that's what people want, the online content. I mean,
right.
It's easy.
And it's updated quicker.
Yeah.
You know, I got a subscription. This is not sports related, but I got a subscription to Sporting News last year because I used to read that growing up, and it had always had good football information, a ton of baseball and all that. I got it, and every day they produce a new one for the website, whereas the magazine only comes out like every 2 weeks. So I bought a subscription to read something online, basically, accidentally. And then when it came time to renew it, I just didn't renew it. You know that you're one or the other, and it still confuses me as to which way we're going here. But you're right; magazines have gone way, way down, except for the chick magazines that have 12,000 perfume samples in it.
Cosmo, you know,
yeah, Cosmo.
I actually have that on my iPad.
Does it make your iPad smell like, you know, flowers and fairies? Because that okay. One of the other things this week, Scream 4 is coming out. New movie. They're actually doing like midnight shows of Scream 4. I had no idea that would be that big.
It's kind of surprising.
It's almost 20 years old. It's probably 15 years old, the franchise.
It has been around for a while.
Right. And it's been off the air for 10 years.
What does it have to compete with right now? I mean, it's not like Memorial Day weekend. It's just, you know, middle of April.
But who goes to see a movie in the middle of April? This is not a strong time for movies to open.
Well,
it's not a summer blockbuster.
I would go see Scream 4 because it's just... enough that I would want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't have gone to see it if it came out like Memorial Day weekend and there were other movies I wanted to see, but with it having nothing to compete with, I would be more likely to go see it because I liked all the Scream movies.
I liked them in pretty much in descending order as they came out, but I'll still probably watch. I'm not sure if it's something I'd go to the movies to see.
Nothing is something you want to go to the movies to see. You're just not a movie guy.
Exactly. Stucky, you also abhor the cinema. Here's my thought on it, and you have a better TV setup than I do. I pay a crap load of money every month to people to pipe content into my house so that I can watch it. Why do I need to go out and pay another 10, 12 bucks? You know, if the two of us go out to a movie, it's 30 That's bucks, expensive. You know, by the time we finish going to the food trough. why do I need to do that for a movie that is may or may not be any good when if I just wait a little while, it'll come on? I am not an immediate consumer.
No. It'll be on, I mean, if it's something you really want to see, it'll be on, you know, the pay-per-view channels for $6.
He doesn't even want to pay that.
Then you can wait. I don't.
Gotta wait. He doesn't even really. He's just not a movie guy.
I don't like.
I'm
the
one that will go to like the Red Box or whatever and get a movie.
I don't mind getting him out of the. Okay, again, my enjoyment of a movie and other forms of entertainment. My enjoyment of a movie. I grew up a poor white boy. Is directly tied into how much I have paid to see that movie. I go see Scream 4 in the theater. We go, me and you go, we buy tickets, we buy the giant thing of popcorn, we buy the drinks, whatever. By the time we finish, it's like 35, 40 bucks. You got to give me a lot to make a movie worth $40. I mean, for $40, I can pay two guys on my street to fight each other while I watch. 40 bucks is a lot of money for me, but if you just tack that on to the already, you know, 100-something bucks I pay a month for my cable and the internet and all that, then I take that in. It's like Will Ferrell movies. I don't watch them in the theaters. I watch them at home where I've already paid for my cable, and I laugh my ass off because they're funny. If I paid 40 bucks to see Blades of Glory, I would have been very upset. I saw it for free, and I had a good time laughing. That's all I'm saying.
I don't like being locked in somewhere for 2.5 hours. I want to be able to watch a movie, be on my computer,
right?
You know, multitask.
That drives
are you on medication
too,
for that?
Me?
Because
no.
That sounds a lot like ADD.
She probably should be. Scream at me to put the computer down sometimes.
Okay,
and watch
it's
a movie.
Ridiculous. If you're watching a movie, especially when we rent it or something like that, or we haven't seen 50 times, you should be watching the movie, not sitting there browsing Wikipedia to say if, you know, to see if somebody vandalized somebody's page and said they're made of poop.
They were made of poop. I was fixing that. You gotta be good.
You haven't heard
attention.
That story?
I haven't heard that story.
Yeah, oh, we did that on the radio show last year. Anytime in professional sports, like football season, anytime a kicker misses a kick, immediately go to their Wikipedia page because the Vandals are just vicious. Sean Swisham missed one for the Cowboys last year. I went to his Wikipedia page. It just said, Sean Swisham is made of poop. You know? And that, for that one moment in time, is all you knew about that dude.
Well, did you see there was a Tosh episode where he told everybody
to vandalize the page.
And, like, he got, like, tons of people barred from Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's good
stuff.
He's
one of those people that reads one of those people that, you know, kicks people off Wikipedia.
And
he's one of their editors.
But I'm not a man. They don't trust
me. Are we all
tools.
Editors? Can we all
We're
be
all
editors?
All
I don't know all those, concept, you know.
No, but I did edit it to
I don't know the Wikipedia hierarchy.
To say that on the page for Lucan, the TV show from the late 70s, that I wrote some of the episodes because it was a radio bit. So I'm actually using Wikipedia right now to look up something we were talking about. Scream 4 also features Hayden Panettiere.
Yes.
That was the dirtiest single word I think I've ever heard. Did you hear that? Yes, ladies. She is quite an attractive girl.
Her head's too big.
By girl, I mean 21-year-old.
And you don't think she looks like a Bratz doll?
She after she came out on Heroes and we started realizing who she was.
God, that first season of first it was
the first
so awesome.
Season was so great, and it was
save
a crap
the cheerleader,
storm from
save
there.
The world.
Right? How do you stop an exploding man? And then at the end of that season, it just all went to crap. And people have said, hey, you know, towards the end, it really got good. I don't care. Towards the end, it really got canceled. I don't want to watch. I've got enough shows that I've watched that just ended without resolution. I don't need any more. I'm assuming you didn't watch Heroes, Stucky.
Missed that one.
First, watch the first season. It's like Lost. Watch part of it and then leave. Don't stick around for all of it. Watch the first season. It was very good. Hayden Panettiere was on it. The thing that sort of crosses over with us is who she's dating. I didn't realize this until you told me.
I was surprised, you know, that she's dating a Russian boxer named Vladimir Klitschko.
Let's go to the tape for this one. Hayden Panettiere is 21 years of age. That's a 2 with a 1 after it. 21 years of age, and she's 5...
Nothing,
5'2", 5'3", maybe.
She's short.
Vladimir Klitschko is 35, 6'6". In boxing terms, he also has an 81-inch reach, ladies. 6'6", and she's 5', and they're 14 years apart.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
That seems like a match made in some kind of publicist dungeon. That's, hey, who's available to take Hayden into the Emmys? How about this guy? At least nobody will jump in front.
I don't know how they met. They're two very, very different people.
Russian boxer, 21-year-old starlet? Yeah, not really.
What's she been in? From Heroes to
Remember the Titans?
Yeah, I do remember her in Remember the Titans.
Okay,
since she was like 12.
Since Heroes, she was also, wasn't she also Ally McBeal's daughter at one point? Heroes, since then, she has been, not counting voice acting, Fireflies in the Garden, I Love You, Beth Cooper, Alpha and Omega as a voice, Carmel. Holy crap, that's it. Scream 4.
Really?
She's in a Lifetime TV movie about Amanda Knox, and she does a lot of voice acting, it looks like.
So what's she famous for? Heroes, I guess?
Yeah, famous for being in Heroes. Because the first season of Heroes really was good, and it captured everybody's attention. And then I think the second season sort of ran into the writer's strike, but it just, I mean, you want to talk about derailed. Oh, good grief. It went from great, absolutely must-watch TV to one of those shows that just sits there on the DVR until it becomes a chore to have to get rid of it. So, I'm not sure. I don't know what a Russian boxer and a 21-year-old Hollywood starlet talk about.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
The pictures of the two of them together are fairly comical, though. All right. A couple of other things going on. New show coming on tonight, Happy Endings, which we're taping that, right? Right, Stucky? Your tape?
I don't have a VCR.
You should have a VCR just as a backup. I don't know much about Happy Endings, but the people that I like, shut up. The people that I respect are saying, hey, I'm going to give this a chance. And they have this campaign, you know, like on Facebook, whenever a show comes out, they will all, they'll throw the page out there and try to get you to become friends with it and all that. I was going to do that, but I just can't have on my Facebook page a little thing that it says, Reed Kerr likes Happy Endings. The subtext of that is just, my mom's on Facebook. That's not going to work.
Your mom does not know what a happy ending is.
Well, now that you've said this, she may call you to ask. So
she's going to look it up on Wikipedia.
Oh, God.
I'm going to put a picture of you on Wikipedia.
Now, you know I'm immune to those. All right. Well, I'll give that a chance. Also, coming back last night was your favorite, Deadliest Catch.
Woohoo!
You and Stucky got into a vicious, bloody argument before this show started because Sig Hansen looks a lot like Dirk Nowitzki's older brother. And I am the only one straddling both worlds here who knows who both those people are. Kimberly, you have no idea who Dirk Nowitzki was. You, not a big Deadliest Catch fan, didn't know who Sig Hansen was. I was just trying to keep the worlds from colliding. That's it.
It really hurts. I love Dirk.
Dirk is a tall German guy, plays for the Dallas Mavericks. He's been there for like 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
He's Stucky's idol. Sig Hansen is a crab boat captain, and he's your idol now, I guess, since everybody else on the show keeps dying off.
Did I go there? You didn't.
Okay, on that show, how many people on that show look like the devil? I mean, how many guys have like pointy ears and the goatees, and they're always smoking and glaring at the camera?
They do not seem like happy people.
They are not happy people. I was watching that show one day, and you've watched all of them. And I'm not a huge fan, but I watch just because it's always on. She hit apparently a couple of those marathons where it was on for like 48 hours in a row and just filled the DVR. Those guys, I was thinking of the money they make. And at the end, they show you each, the boat captain gets this and everybody else, this is their share of it. And I was thinking how long they have to work to get that. And then I started thinking about how much of it they immediately blow in, you know, alcohol and smokes and weed and everything else just to live where they live and do what they do.
Well, they don't live there.
How far do they have to come in?
They usually fly in. I mean, I think they live. So I think a lot of them live in Washington, Seattle area, stuff like that. But they fly all of them in up there. Nobody lives there.
I don't want to work where nobody lives. That's another one of my things. So how was the opener?
It was pretty good. They have a couple new captains this year. You know, anybody that's watched a show knows that Captain Phil died last year, the captain of the Cornelia Marie, and it was very sad.
Okay, he died, and it was sad, and they had a thing on the first episode about it. You know, it's really sad when you lose somebody like that. It's not really surprising that when these people would die, is it?
It wasn't surprising that he would die because, well, they all seem to have fairly unhealthy lifestyles.
Oh, Lord, yes.
But, I mean, you know, Phil, he smoked like a chimney, which a lot of them do. He drank Red Bull. He brought cases of it on the ship, and he would have to stay up.
And he was the captain. He had to stay at the wheel.
Yeah, he would stay up for, 24, 36 hours at a time and not move. And, a year or so ago, he actually had a blood clot go through his heart.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, because he was...
Doesn't move for 36
exactly.
hours.
Yeah, exactly. I can't see what would go wrong with that. Yeah.
He actually survived that, but he was off the boat for, a year. And he came back, I think last year was the first year he was actually back, and really didn't change his lifestyle any. And, you know, at the end of the second part of the season, they fish for king crab and they fish for apelio crab, which is snow crab, which is typically what you see at Red Lobster and all these other places. The king crab is huge, but at the end of the apelio crab season, he had a stroke on the boat. And, you know, they were there filming it when it happened, which was really something. And he survived for a couple of weeks. He was in the hospital and all that. And he actually told them that he wanted them to continue to film and told them that he wanted, you know, them to have an end to the story. Now, he didn't really know he was going to die. They actually thought he was going to get better. But anyway, he had two sons on his boat with him. And that's watching last season because, you know, it had already... We already knew from TMZ and everything else that he died. So the entire season that we were watching, we knew that at some point during the season he was going to die. And everything that happened, I mean, there was at one point, one of his sons he sent to be on a boat, one of the other boats, they switched, you know, crewmen or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, of all seasons to do that. You know, he wasn't spending time with his son, and he's going to die soon. And then when his son came back to the boat, then he discovered his son had a drug problem. And they got in a huge argument, actually, just a couple days before he died. They were on their way back in to, you know, unload and all that. And when they got back, he had a stroke. And it was just sad, you know. Yeah. I mean, in a reality show like that, whenever you know what the outcome's going to be, it's really difficult.
Well, you weigh everything against that.
Yeah, everything he said was just like so profound.
And you know
they
did a great job of editing that. They were all right, well, our focus has kind of changed on this since we know Phil's not going to make it. Let's kind of spin things here.
Yeah. But it's a good show. I can't tell you why it's a good show. I've watched it since the beginning, back in 2005 when it came on. And I don't really know why I have such an interest in crab fishing.
Crabs are damn tasty. That's all I know. They're just, I don't know. I watch the show and I just want to get a giant vat of butter. That's all. I just put the crabs in there. But I only eat crab, lobster, shrimp, all that stuff if the place that I'm serving it has the word endless or bottomless on it because...
We're only allowed to go to Red Lobster when they have endless shrimp.
Right. If it's in full shrimp, I'm not showing up. No. I will close
the place down.
Reed
takes that quite literally also.
Yes. I will close you down. You just... And that cool thing you do where you take a little while, you kind of leave things out in there, that's not going to bother me. It's not going to... I didn't come here to eat bread. I'm not touching the fries. Bring me more. All I want is more. So, all right. One last thing before we go, and it's a show that we turned Stucky onto.
Yes.
Might be the best show going right now, Justified.
It's really good.
It is very good. This a lot of times shows, books, movies, they want to deal with things in the biggest possible sense. You know, there's a meteor about to crash into the planet or that horrible 2012 movie where the whole world was ending. They want to go on the biggest scale of things. Justified this season is there, it's digging into a situation that only affects a small area. you know, you got a hillbilly mafia that's you know, it's not, you know, they're not blowing up the New York City school system. It's very family oriented evil, basically, and it's really good. This last episode, I wondered how long you knew the what was it? It's not Cooter, but it was almost Cooter. What was
Boyd?
No, the other guy.
Who?
Oh,
the guy, the brother that Raylan wound up shooting.
Cooper.
I always want to call him Cooter, just because that's you know where I'm from. you knew he had to go at some point, but I thought he would be saved. You know, I could see him even as a dumb guy making it through to the end and that being the last conflict. Nope, apparently not. Now, now it's just Raylan and the matriarch of the family, the mama soprano of the hillbilly mafia scorned.
You didn't really think that she was just going to be okay with her killing her son.
I didn't think so.
I mean,
no.
Even though she treated that kid like shit,
yes,
that's still her son.
Right.
And she's not going to...
Even though she probably would have killed him one day herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took a hammer to his hand.
Oh,
man,
that was
bad.
He was not the... was not the least most favorite of her sons. And at the end, they're asking about the daughter,
yeah,
but not actually her daughter.
Yeah.
But you knew when he put that watch on that this episode was going to get interesting.
Yeah.
In her.
Yes. I mean, it was just so you knew that she was going to see it, recognize
right.
it as her dad's watch, and that's it wasn't going to go well.
Mm-hmm. But see, she's smart. That's why she's the leader of what she is. She was able to manipulate the public to get what she wanted. She was able to manipulate the coal mining company. You know, she's the evil genius. You know, she is the mama soprano of the hillbilly mafia. The two sons, not so much on the smarts.
Faraday from Lost.
Faraday from Lost, yes.
And I can't really think of him of anything other than...
Yeah, I like Faraday. The way they explain why he limps. Because he and Raylan got into a fight on a baseball diamond and he took a bat to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for Lily.
I have to say I don't know the name of the actress that plays Mags, but I'm so happy to see her in something else because remember she was in the first couple seasons of Dexter. She mm-hmm. was like the property clerk or file clerk or whatever that always gave
yeah.
him the cases.
Right.
And, you know, the files of the people that he ended up killing. You think she ever figured that out? I don't really remember.
That every time she hands Dexter a file, that
person
guy dies.
Ended up dead.
Yeah, or vanishes completely into the bay.
But anyway, yeah. I really like it.
She's very
on
good,
the show.
And that's when you have adding a female as your big bad guy, that adds something to it because just if you have a good guy and you have a bad guy, you expect there to be a fist fight at some point. You're
yeah.
expected to pull guns on each other and like. Pacino and De Niro in Heat and like run each other down. If it's a woman, you just expect a more cerebral assault. The mom can't, that mom's just not going to punch Raylan in the face and shoot him. She's going to have to get creative. And that's the kind of episode, when I saw it, I immediately went and looked on IMDb to see how many episodes were left in the season, to see how long they were going to string this out. I think it's 4.
Really?
Yeah. So we got time to do a little bit of a slow burn on this and build up to a pretty good last episode.
I think it's going to be pretty good, especially tonight, because last week's episode was really good. The week before was pretty slow, but last week's was really, really good.
The pacing on them it's very well done. It keeps you pulled in.
It does.
I mean, and this whole season basically has been about that family and what's going on, and they threw the coal mine thing in. And I don't know if the coal mine thing goes away now. I don't know where they go with that, because it's one of those situations that now appears to be resolved. The girl is out of the house. The coal mine company is out of the action. The mom got everything she wants, except, well, at the end of it, Raylan had to shoot her dumb son and throw him down a coal mine.
And Loretta's gone. The chick,
yeah.
Little girl.
Yeah, she's out of the picture completely. I wonder if they'll try to look her up wherever she is. What if they try to get her out of witness protection or wherever they put her?
Were you surprised by the way that she reacted? I mean, she seemed to be more interested in wanting to see Loretta
yeah.
and wanting to talk to her. And once she found out that she couldn't, she was just like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't really care about the fact that her son was up there dead.
I wasn't surprised because I think... Okay. A well-written villain is always the hero in their own story. And I think that that character really thought she was doing the best for that girl, for Loretta. I don't think she took Loretta on just because, well, I had your dad killed. I think she thought really that living with her was for the best. You know, maybe she always wanted a daughter. I don't know. But I really think the way that character was portrayed, that she felt like that she could take care of Loretta, that wasn't a weird relationship. And with her finding out that they killed Dad and then her being gone, I think that might have hurt worse than the killing of the son, because, yeah, you know, she had already broken the son's hand with a hammer, like you said. He probably was going to screw up at some point and walk into traffic or fall off of something. I don't know who the dad was of those two sons, but he was not very smart. Because the mom is pretty quick.
Yeah, she's sharp.
The dad must have been a, you know, backwoods piece of overall wearing protoplasm that was about it. Because those two sons ain't very good.
Well, you know, the other son, the sheriff or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's three of them.
He kind of reminds me of Billy Mays Hayes. But anyway.
He's got that really painted
really,
on.
Really, yeah, thick yeah. beard. Yeah, I wonder how much he's going to factor into what's going to be coming up.
Because that's the thing, and they've talked about this before. You can't just kill a marshal. That's nine kinds of hell right there.
Yeah.
You can't just do it. It's not like he's a private investigator somewhere. You just dump him in the ocean. If you do that, there is trouble. And it's not like he can't, you know, like he's bulletproof, but you really got to tick somebody off before they'll do that. And I think we're there. Great show.
It is. He gets like beat up in every show.
He's not a good fighter, is he?
No. He gets the crap beat out of him every show.
That's why he shoots people. He doesn't give him a chance.
Remember the first season when he goes into the bar and they take his hat and beat the crap out of him?
Yes.
You know, and then at the end of it, he comes back in and you're expecting him to just go all ninja on those guys. And they're just like, oh, well, here's your hat. We're sorry. All right. You know, he's not exactly Swayze in Roadhouse. He's a heck of a shot, but he's not exactly the greatest hand-to-hand combatant.
Yeah, he needs to work on the whole fighting thing, because he's always, you know, got a black eye and beat up cheek. And like, what happened? He's like, ran into a door.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care what you have to do in that whole pop culture bracket thing
podcast,
that you're doing.
Our pop culture bracket on the radio show. Yeah.
Yeah. We're, you know, Stucky. How many movies did you all start with?
64.
Okay. And you were giving me shit about not knowing that Dirk dude, whoever that was. And there's 64
understand.
Of like the most popular movies ever that you hadn't seen.
But I've heard of the movies. I haven't seen them. I've heard of him.
Okay.
You should at least.
Does he play for the Mavericks?
No, okay. Yes. Yes.
No. Okay. See.
Okay. Not everybody listens to
the radio
show.
Why isn't that enough?
Also.
I've heard of the team he plays for.
But you
I've heard of a basketball.
But you should have at least heard of Dirk.
I don't care about basketball.
I love Dirk.
Just to clarify for anybody that doesn't listen to the radio show, Chris Stuckey, as we found out, has never actually seen anything. Never watched much movies.
I saw Major League 3.
You saw Major League 3.
You didn't see the first?
No, I saw them all.
I did.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, because it's a sports movie.
But
I
that was
it.
The first character I recognized was Billy Downton Anderson. He's on Justified as Boyd.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he was on Major League 3?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't watch Major League 3 just for that. So, okay, so
not that he was Shane from The Shield for like 6 or 7 years. He was from Major League 3.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. You're like, you don't recognize Harrison Ford from Star Wars. You recognize him from Regarding Henry. Or, you know. So, you, just Stucky, when we started this thing, we had a list of 64 movies that we seeded them like the NCAA basketball tournament. We put them head-to-head with each other, and we had our callers vote in on them. And so, like, Star Wars, all the Harry Potter movies, let's see, what, Die Hard, Godfather. There are a lot of them. You can find them over at 993sports.com, by the way. This is not affiliated with the station, but you can find that there. You actually now have watched Star Wars, right?
I've watched Star Wars.
Let's do this.
Did you watch it this weekend when it was on, like, Spike or something like that?
I actually watched it at my brother-in-law's house. I got kicked out of my house on Saturday morning, so there was a wedding shower with 50 women there. That
it's probably, you didn't get kicked out. You were mercifully ejected.
Then. Yeah, pretty much. I just went over and hung out at his house.
Okay, that's probably best.
Next, so you didn't have to sit through commercials. No. You actually, okay. No. You watched the real version.
We'll get into that.
Next Thursday, let's talk Star Wars. Let's break Stucky in Star Wars.
You mean
Wars
Wednesday?
Wise. Yes. What is today? I don't know what today is. See, over here on the big whiteboard, that's the only way I know what day it is, because I know what features come up on my radio show. So, and today was so awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not officially Wednesday until you've done on awesome.
I agree. Exactly. Let's talk about Star Wars.
This next week. Right now, the movies he has to watch. And we started with 64, and we go down to the Sweet 16. We let people vote on it. And then of those 16 movies, he's going to watch all of them eventually. And we'll keep going until there's just one left. But he's going to start giving us, you know, reviews and talking it over. He's watched Star Wars. He's also got to watch Tombstone, Big Lebowski, Die Hard, Godfather, Animal House.
Wait a minute. But what was Animal House up against?
Animal House beat Princess Bride and Ferris Bueller.
I may have picked Animal House, or I don't know, over Ferris Bueller.
You know, your vote only counts one, don't you?
Well, how this all started, I even brought this up, was I was going to tell you that I don't care what you have to do to rig this little thing you got going on. Mm-hmm. He has to watch Roadhouse.
I believe today Roadhouse beat Grease. We won't know until the end of the day. I'm pretty sure Roadhouse beat Grease and Caddyshack beat Boondock Saints. Stucky does a sports show with me and has never watched Caddyshack. So every time I go, "You should see the real story," he just thinks, "Oh, it's Reed doing some Muppet voice." He's got no idea.
The world needs ditch diggers too, son.
There's so many quotable lines in that. Caddyshack is not what you'd call a great movie, but it is eminently quotable. Yeah. It's relevant in pop culture sense. And that's all that this is, basically. So Roadhouse and Caddyshack, I believe, will be the next two on there.
I got a lot of movies to watch.
Yeah, you do. And you're about to wind up college, right?
Yeah, pretty soon.
You have two classes left, and you're still complaining about the workload. I don't...
The good news is, like, I'm like a week from being pretty much done.
Yeah.
Done.
Right? And then you get to go to work, so...
Yeah, woo!
Hey, I was a senior in college for 16 years. Hold on to your dreams. Just hang in there. That's all I'm saying. All right, so Idol tonight. We will talk more about it coming up next week. No voting. Just summing up on Idol, I don't care who they vote off this week. It will not shock me.
No,
there's nobody. Even if James were to go, I would not be surprised.
Well, my new mission is I really want Jacob to go. I don't even care about Stefano anymore.
Really,
he sucks. But I really
somewhere out there is a large voting block dedicated to keeping Stefano on the show for humorous purposes.
Kind of like the Save Sanjaya.
Yeah. Vote for the worst.
Maybe so, but I didn't like Jacob, but he really pissed me off last week. So
I think that comment hurt. When you get all pompous like that, you lose fans. America just doesn't want to look in the mirror.
Well, I did think it was amusing that Ryan quoted him when he was sitting there in the bottom three.
Yeah. Jacob, last week you sang Man in the Mirror and you said some stupid egotistical crap.
Look at where it got you.
Yes. How you enjoying sitting in that seat there? It looks like a toilet bowl. You enjoying that? Are you? All right. Thanks for tuning us in here on DonkeyTaco.com, the pop culture podcast, every Wednesday night. You can find us now, by the way, on iTunes. I really should have front-loaded that in the show, shouldn't I?
Way to bury the lead there, Kurt.
Thank you. You can find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us. We do appreciate the kind words we're getting on Facebook and other places. So,
And you can find it by either searching for Read About It, R-E-I-D About It. Did you already say that?
No, I haven't said that in months. No.
Okay. Read About It or Donkey Taco.
Yes. And it's Facebook as well. So.
Yes.
But if you search for Donkey Taco, it's going to come up as Read About It.
Okay.
So you just need to make
we're
sure.
We're not technically sound here, so I'm...
Well, I had to beg you to put it on iTunes.
I was trying to put it on iTunes. I don't trust iTunes. Every time I get on iTunes, something weird happens with my phone and my computer.
You're the only person I know that has an iPhone that's, like, terrified of syncing it with their computer and iTunes. Like, you know,
and
Steve Jobs is going to come to the house and steal your music. I don't know what your problem is.
Well, and let's remember, I also have a computer science degree, so this is not... It's like I only want to use as my tools just fire. That's all I want to use. I don't need anything else. All right. More on the Donkey Taco podcast coming up next week. Enjoy Idol. Enjoy Celebrity Apprentice. We'll do all that good stuff coming up next week when we come back.
Vote off Jacob.